Hi, this is Jackson Fong, student ministries pastor here at Community Church of Susanville. And you're listening to an audio devotional. In this series, it's based on the book series by John Ortberg, The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of You. We are on week two, the week following Renewing My Mind. And this is day six. As we look at today, what we're looking at is taken from James chapter 1. And what we're looking at today is God's consistent goodness. A lot of times in life, we don't always feel, and sometimes it's very difficult to see God's goodness in the course of the difficulties of life. But today we're going to look a little bit deeper at that. But before we do, if you would join me as we ask God to join us today as we look at what He has to say. Dear God, thanks for today. Thanks for the fact that You are good and that You're consistently good. Lord, we ask that You would show this to us, that You'd reveal it to us. For those of us that need to be encouraged to find Your goodness, help us to see that today. For those of us that we need to make a life change because of that, help us to be able to see what steps we need to take next. In either case, God, we ask that You would meet us during this time and speak to us. Help us to hear from You and help us not to get distracted. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, again, what we're doing is we're taking some time as we close off this section of Renewing My Mind and we continue in our study. Today what we're doing is we're taking some time to look at God's consistent goodness, how God is consistently good regardless of what's going on, even in the midst of some difficulties and hardships. As I was preparing this, for myself, I had all sorts of little difficult things that came up, and they were all really little. My parents, they make this pretty amazing rainbow Jell-O. And it's split off by these little white, I mean, it's all the different colors of the Jell-O, color rainbow. And they're separated by these small little strips of, I don't even know what it is. I guess it's a type of, it's a type of sweetened condensed milk or something like that. But in either case, I had an opportunity to make it, and I tried it, and it just failed. And then at the same time, I tried, and trying to do that, it just didn't come out right. But in addition to that, all sorts of other little things just weren't working right. The other day, I turned on my lights in my office, and because of the cold, they just didn't turn on, and I had to use some other stuff. The other day, I was getting ready to drive to take Michelle to a dentist appointment, and in the midst of that, the power steering went out. Lots of little things just not going well. This morning, as I was driving, I was going up a hill, and I started sliding. And as I was sliding, in the midst of the slide, I stopped, which was great. But then this other car was coming forward, and as they were coming forward, they stopped so they wouldn't hit me, and then they tried to go around, but they slid, and then they kind of nicked my car. Lots of little things like that. There's a hose that's cut out, and it's missing, and so now my car is leaking. So it's one thing after another, and you might find yourself with times like that where things are just not working right, and it's one thing after another, and in the midst of that, you feel stuck. In the midst of that, you can't see God at work. You can't see God's goodness. Some days, it gets really tough. In those tough times, how do you find God's goodness? How do you see it? Today we're going to take some time and look at that. And as we look at that, we're going to start off by looking at what James says in James chapter 1. James 1, verse 12. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. I like that last part. Out of all creation became his prized possession. That's how God sees us. He sees us as a prized possession. Something to cherish, something to savor, something to hang on to. In the midst of those dark times, it's easy to pass blame on to somebody else. But more often than not, the difficult things come from us. Either us individually, or us as a human, a huge human population, a huge human race. The difficulties come because we make dumb mistakes, because people make dumb mistakes, and because we have to deal with the ramifications and the aftershocks of people making bad decisions. And that's rough, and it's tough, and some days it's sad, and it's overwhelming, and it's irritating. But in this particular passage, again, verse 16 says, so don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. God has good and amazing and perfect things for us, and he desires for us to claim those things and take those things for ourselves. And it talks about God never changing. He doesn't flake, and he doesn't switch, and he doesn't fall apart on us. He desires to give us good and amazing and wonderful things. The Bible continues to talk about this over and over again throughout Psalms, throughout the Old Testament, throughout the New Testament. If you get a chance, I'd encourage you to check out Psalms 86, 11 to 17. You can also check out Psalms 145, 6 to 8. Over and over and over, the Word of God tells us about who God is. As we go through all these different stories throughout the Bible, and we see people make choices, and sometimes people make great choices, and sometimes they make horrible choices, we see that God is good. But because God is good, he also has to be just. And so sometimes that means that sometimes things don't happen the way we want to. Sometimes in the midst of God's goodness, he has to show it. He has to show his justice. And as he shows his justice, sometimes we might not always like the results of that. But the truth is, during those hard times, in the midst of those hard times, God's character never changes. And it's tough to see, and it's tough to realize, and it's tough to understand, because the truth is that people change. People change their minds all the time. And sometimes their personalities change, and sometimes their character changes. So it's tough to comprehend the idea that God's character is consistent, that God's goodness is everlasting. But when you look over time, time and time and time again, in our lives and others, we can see that God is good. Do you need to look a little harder for God's goodness? Do you need to cast aside some of those distractions? Do you need to release some of the difficulties? Do you need to own up to your own actions? Do you need to acknowledge somebody else's mistakes? Or do you just need to cling to God's goodness? Check out cefcyouth.com for additional devotionals and resources. Remember, God loves you, and you never have to be alone.